那个弟兄姐妹，我上次交通诗篇二十三篇。
Friends, sisters, I shared with you Psalm 23 last time.
我后来想想，我上次没有结束，今天把它结束。
I haven't finished it, so I'll finish it today.
所以今天的主题呢，还是诗篇二十三篇。
Today we'll touch on Psalm 23.
在开头的时候，我们先念约翰福音的里面的圣经。约翰福音第十章。
In the beginning, we'll read the Gospel of John, chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章第十节。
Verse 10.
约翰福音第十章十跟十一节。
John 10:10-11.
盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命。并且得的更丰盛。我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
The thief come not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep.
在圣经里面哈。
In the Bible.
我们跟主的关系，圣经里面会有不同的描述。
Our relationship with the Lord Jesus, the Bible describes it in many different ways.
但当中有一个很生动的描述，就是讲到我们这个人跟我们的主是牧人跟羊的关系。
So a very close relationship is like we are the sheep and he's the shepherd.
主是我们的好牧人。
He's our good shepherd.
然后我们是他手中的羊。
And we are the sheep in his hands.
然后这边讲到说。这位好牧人是真的好牧人。
And when he speaks of this good shepherd, he is indeed the good shepherd.
因为他愿意为羊舍命。
Because he is willing to die for his sheep.
那他来了，成为我们的好牧人，他有个目的。
He comes to be a good shepherd. He has a purpose.
就第十节写了说，要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And in verse 10 it says that they might have life and have it more abundantly.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我的负担是我们要恢复跟我们好牧人的关系。
So brothers, this is my burden is that we have this where we restore this relationship, this good relationship with our shepherd.
然后让他带领我们。
That he can lead us.
然后在我们的生命当中，在我们一生的道路上面，他是我们的牧者，带领我们走前面的路。
In our life, in our entire life, that he will be our shepherd, leading us.
当我们愿意这样子做的时候呢？我有一件事情我们要特别注意。
When we're willing to do this, there's one thing that we have to pay attention to.
当他带领我们走这条路的时候呢，他是有目的。
When he's leading us forward on this path, he has a purpose.
所以他引导我们，不管怎么引导呢，他的目的就是叫我们得生命。
No matter how he leads us, it is that we will have life.
要得更丰盛生命。
Life more abundantly.
所以不管你碰到各样各式各样的事情。各样的环境，然后当好牧人引导我们的时候，他就是抓住这个目的。
No matter what things you come for, what circumstances, when he leads us, his purpose is this.
所以当我们想要这个得生命更丰盛的时候呢，我用两个点，提醒弟兄姊妹。
When we say, to gain life, more abundant life, I have two points I want to remind you.
第一个点就是说，我们信主之后呢。我们一定要知道我们有那个生命的变化。
That after we come to Christ, that we have to know that there is this change in our life.
我把它关掉。第一点哈，就是说，我们的生命是真的有改变。
That first point is that our life indeed has changed.
因为他说他叫我们得生命，对不对？
Because he said to give us life.
然后那个生命不是老旧
的。This life is not an old life.
他是叫我们得到一个新的生命。
It's a new life.
所以我们一定要知道，我们信主之后，里面有一个新的生命是不同的。
We have to know that after we believe in Christ, that there is a life in us that is different.
所以弟兄姊妹，有没有感觉你的生命有变化？
Do you feel that there's a change in your life?
对不起啊，弟兄姊妹，我有时候会用问问题的方法。
I'm sorry, sometimes I kind of use a question.
对，然后如果我用问问题的方法，我的意思是让大家去想。
My service is for you to go think about it.
然后不是去
去 定罪大家。
Not to condemn.
对，所以我意思说，大家想一想，你的生命有没有变化？
Think about it. Is there a change in your life?
所以昨天跟那个我们姊妹的妈妈。
Yesterday I have some sharing with my the sister's mother.
我猜想她可能不太懂太多圣经的道理。
Maybe she doesn't know much about the Bible.
但是她有感觉，好，她把耶稣接到心里面。
But she has this sense that she has accepted Jesus into her heart.
过去她发脾气的时候就这样子发出来。
That you know when she loses her temper, she just loses it.
现在她说发脾气快要发出来之后呢，好像有一个那个拉链把她嘴巴拉起来。
That now you know after you know when she was going to lose the temper, she said, "Zip, there is a zip zipping her mouth up."
这个是她里面生命感觉有变化。
There is this sound that she sensed that change in her life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要注意，我们生命有不同，有变化。
You have to pay attention that there is this change, there is this difference in our life.
这是第一个点。
This is the first point.
那第二个点的话。
Secondly,
弟兄姊妹，我们如果跟着好牧人的话，我们要注意生命要有长进。
When we follow the good shepherd, we have to you know, pay attention that our life has to grow.
因为他说得生命，然后越来越丰盛。
He said to gain have life and you know it's more abundant life.
所以我们信主之后，一年一年的过去。
After we come to Christ, you know, 1 year pass and another.
我们有没有觉得自己的生命有在长大？
Do we notice that there's growth in our life?
所以我们对主的认识有没有更多？
Do we know our Lord more?
然后我们对他的那个真实的经历哈，有没有更多？
There's the experience in Christ, there's more experience in Christ.
所以哈，我们好牧人引导我们的时候呢，弟兄姊妹，我们这个生命，它是他心中的看重的事情。
When the good shepherd leads us, you know, this life in us is what he holds dear.
所以哈，不管你今年几岁。
No matter how old you are today.
不管你的职业是什么。
No matter what your job is, your occupation.
不管你是从什么地方来的。
No matter where you come from.
然后不管你在教会当中做什么样的事情。
Or what service you have in the church.
或是你的不管你的职业是什么
what your job is
你也许在家带小孩
maybe you're at home taking care of the kids
也许是工程师
maybe you're an engineer
不管你是什么样的情况
no matter you know what situation
然后你会发现主耶稣带领我们的时候呢他就是叫我们得着一个活泼的生命
when the Lord Jesus leads us is that you will have a lively life
所以当我们知道主耶稣在我们身上的带领的那个方向跟目的的时候
When we know the direction and purpose that the Lord is leading us
所以不管我们碰到什么样的事情
No matter what, you know, what we come across
你就知道他要用所有的事情呢叫我们得到丰盛的生命
He uses every matter to have us gain the abundant life
里面成熟起来了
That we mature inwardly
喜乐起来了
We have joy in our hearts
然后里面有更多的安息
We have more peace inwardly
然后我们有更多的智慧
We have more wisdom
然后我们更多的依靠他
Then we lean on you even more
这是他在各样的环境引导我们的时候他要带我们走的方向
In all circumstances when he leads us this is the direction he is leading us
好我们现在到那个诗篇二十三篇
We'll look at Psalm 23
那个我想我们用中文念一次对不起那个英文就请大家同时念好了好不好我们一起把诗篇二十三篇这个一到六节我们一同念一次好吗诗篇二十三篇耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏他使我躺卧在青草地上领我在可安歇的水边他使我的灵魂苏醒为自己的名引导我走义路我虽然经过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害因为你与我同在你的杖你的竿都安慰我 在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。我的负担还是一样。
My burden is the same.
我们一同来默想那个诗篇二十三篇。
Together we meditate on Psalm 23.
对我的负担就是说，我们要跟这个好的牧人呢有亲自的接触。
That will with this good shepherd will have this the right contact.
我们需要跟他有一个真实的活的关系。
A real living relationship.
我们要听到好牧人的声音。
We have to hear the good shepherd's voice.
借着他的声音呢，他在那里带领我们。
That with his voice he leads us.
当时带的人我不知道大家记不记得我讲一个比方。
Those who were here the last time, I don't know if you remember this illustration.
对，有一个年轻的弟兄跟一个年长的弟兄。
And an elder brother.
当他们到了一个基督徒聚会里面
When they are among Christians gathering,
然后他们就在那里与弟兄姊妹朗诵这个诗篇二十三篇
They were reading together out loud the Psalm 23.
然后当这个年轻的弟兄他朗诵的时候呢，非常的抑扬顿挫，那个词藻声音非常的优美。
When this young brother, when he reads out loud, it was a very flowing and very beautiful.
所以大家那个朗诵完诗篇二十三篇的时候，大家都拍手说，真的是朗诵的非常的好。
After you recited it, everybody clapped and said this is very good.
然后当这个年长的弟兄朗诵二十三篇的时候
，When the elderly brother recites Psalm 23.
虽然他的声音是很粗糙、很年老。
So he was old and his voice was kind of poor.
但是呢。在他用这个比较不是那么好听的声音跟音调朗诵二十三篇
When he uses a voice that's not very pleasant and recites Psalm 23
可是当他朗诵完之后呢大家没有拍手
But after he finished, nobody clapped
可许多人在那边流泪
But many wept
大家突然有个感觉
They all have this sense
就是说我们可以说可以在那边把我们好牧人讲得很好
We can speak of our good shepherd and speak of him wonderfully
然后把我们的关系用言语描述得很优美
And we can describe our relationship in using words some very beautiful words
但是只有这位年长的这个弟兄呢他是生命当中真正经历我们的主是他的好牧人
But only this elderly brother, in his life, he experienced that our Lord is his good shepherd.
所以当他把这个诗篇讲出来的时候呢，大家觉得是他生命当中真实的经历。
When he recites the psalm, they sense this is his true experience.
所以我想，这是我的负担。
So this is my burden.
所以弟兄姊妹，对于你来讲。我们的主是不是你真实的好牧人呢
Brothers and sisters, is our Lord Jesus really a good shepherd to you?
我们是怎么样去经历他在我们生命当中带领我们、引导我们呢
How do we experience him that he guides us and guides us and leads us in our life?
那个大卫为什么写这个诗篇好像这么短却能够感动许多的人
Why did David write such a short poem but yet it touches many hearts?
因为在他一生当中他真实的经历主是他的牧者
Because in his life he truly experienced that the Lord is his good shepherd
然后我上次其实可能只分享了几节
I only shared with you a few verses the last time
比如说耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏
And the Lord is my shepherd I shall not want
所以弟兄姊妹我们的牧者他是我们供应的来源
Our shepherd He's the source of our provision.
然后他是我们心中的满足。
He's the fullness in our hearts.
然后当我们与他在一起的时候呢，我们就觉得心中充满满足，不再觉得有缺乏了。
When we are with him, we feel so full in us that we have no lack.
当我们能够在他的这个保护的底下， 我们就觉得非常的平静安稳。
When we're under his protection, we feel so, you know, very peaceful and restful.
所以他是用一个图画，好像躺卧在青草地上，然后旁边的水那个溪流又那么的平静。
He uses this an illustration that, you know, he lied, you know, on this green pasture and he was beside still waters.
你会觉得那个图画描述的很美丽，我们在主的怀里呢是这么的安息，那么安详。
You know, this picture shows us, you know, how like, you know, when we are lying in the bosom of our Lord, how, you know, restful it is.
然后当然我们的主不是让我们就躺在那边就养得胖胖，没有，不是这样。
Our Lord didn't just let us, you know, lie there and grow bigger.
他让我们的那个突然让我们能够醒苏醒过来，然后带我们行走到这条义路。
He restored us, to lead us in this path of righteousness.
他为自己的名，也就是说他为了他自己的目的呢，为了他的缘故引导我们往这个方向走。
For his name's sake, that is for his own purpose, he lead us in this path.
所以哈，我相信大卫对这个牧人的事情呢有很深的体会。
And I believe that, you know, David has really strong feelings about the shepherd.
而且特别是他从小就是那个牧羊人，他自己就是牧羊人。
Because he was a shepherd himself.
所以他自己就是个好牧人。
He's a good shepherd himself.
因为曾经有那个熊啊，那个什么狮子是吧？熊，还那个动物猛兽呢，把那个羊抓走。
There was this bear and the lion that took the lamb away.
所以当他这个被抓走之后呢，他这个好牧人是拼了命跑去那个追上。然后把那个熊打死。
And he risked his life fight, you know, kill the bear.
然后他把这个羊，他自己羊救回来。
To rescue his sheep.
然后我相信他也是在各样的方面，他愿意让他的羊呢能够安稳的能够在那里吃草。
You know, he used all methods to.So that they can just be there to graze the pasture.
Yeah, 然后他注意这些羊，他们需要运动的时候呢，就要开始走。
He realized that, you know, sometimes they need to exercise, they need to walk.
所以当这个大卫去讲到这个牧者的时候呢
，When David you know, think of this shepherd,
他很深的体会，我们的主就是那位他的牧者。
He sensed in his heart that, you know, the Lord is his shepherd.
然后他从那个牧者的角度去想整个事情，去思想这件事情。
And from the viewpoint of being a shepherd, you know, he sees this thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，就是你如果是那个牧者啊，你要想象那个牧者真的是无微不至的在那里要供应我们。
Yeah, if you're a shepherd, you can say, you know, this shepherd really, you know, trying all his best to take care of us, to nourish us.
他让这个羊好不要担心，因为他成为他们的保护跟围墙。
He doesn't want them to be anxious because he is their protection.
所以当我们思想从我们主的角度思想的时候，你会发现主实在是从心的深处要看顾我们这些羊。
When you stand on, you know, where the shepherd is, you know, from his deep down in his heart, you really want to take care of us.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们要想一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, let us ponder on one thing.
如果我们在生活当中，我们觉得有还是有缺乏。
If in our lives we still feel lack.
然后我们还是觉得很多的不满足。
We are not fulfilled.
请问，如果你是那个牧人的话，你的感觉是什么？
My question is that if you are the shepherd, how do you feel?
如果我们在很多事情上面。还是没办法安息交托。
And many things we are unable to rest, unable to let go.
我们好像还是信不过那个好牧人。
We are unable to trust on the shepherd.
所以你想象一下那个好牧人心中的感觉是什么。
Just imagine what is the feeling in the good shepherd's heart.
你要知道我们主的心中啊，实在是巴不得我们。真的是能够完全的信靠他。
How our Lord wants us to fully trust in Him.
不要担忧。
Not to be anxious.
然后不要觉得好像很缺乏。
That we have lack.
他说他要负我们一生完全的责任。
That He's going to be responsible for our entire life.
所以他巴不得我们能够 经历他的丰盛，经历他的保守。
He wants us to experience his abundance and his protection.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在这些事情的时候，我们要想想我们的好牧人他的心是怎么样的一个心。
When we're in these circumstances, we have to think of our shepherd's heart.
然后当我们念到第四节的时候
，In verse four,
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，我这边跟弟兄姊妹一同的默想诗篇二十三篇。
I meditate with you, my brothers and sisters.
对，我实在没有很多道理可以讲。
I have not much
doctrine 或者一些对啊。我只能说我们必须打开我们的心
Then we have to open our hearts
然后真的跟我们的好牧人面对面
To be face to face with our good shepherd
然后我们放胆把自己交在他的手中
That we just let go and give ourselves into his hands
让他带领我们一生的道路
And he leads us our entire life
他就用一些很稀奇的方法呢在那里带领我们
And he used amazing ways to lead us
对啊如果哈如果当你愿意跟随你的牧人
，When you're willing to follow your shepherd，
然后你要跟着他走这条义路
，You're following him in this righteous path。
然后你就想说啊，太好了，我现在开始跟着我们的牧者开始走路了。
Say, oh great, I'm walking with this good shepherd。
然后就很惊讶
，And you'll be astonished。
然后很稀奇的说，哎，我怎么跑到死荫的幽谷里
？You'll be wondering why you're in the valley of the shadow of death。
对啊，主。当我们主带领我们走我们的路的时候呢
？When the Lord leads us in our way，
然后你愿意跟着他的时候
，Are you willing to follow him？
他就一定带你走死荫的幽谷。
He will surely lead you to the valley of the shadow of death。
很稀奇。
Amazing。
我们会不会有这个问题啊？这个好牧人为什么要带我们走这个死荫的幽谷
？Do we question why he leads us to the valley of the shadow of death？
因为如果不经过死荫的幽谷不能到第五节那个摆设宴席的地方。
If we don't go through the valley of the shadow of death, then we cannot reach verse 5 where he prepares a table before us in the presence of all enemies.
对，那个据说就是那个好牧人，他会先找到一块在比较高的地方，一个比较真的最好的青草的地方。
It will say that the good shepherd will find an higher land, a pasture.
对，所以那边是一个最丰富的草地。
It's abundant grassland.
但是当你到那个地方之前呢，他要经过，我们要就是他要带羊经过死荫的幽谷。
But before that, he has to lead the sheep through the valley of the lily of the shadow of death.
所以呢，他为了给我们那个丰盛的宴席，他要引导我们走死荫的幽谷。
For this table that's full filled with fullness, he has to lead us through this valley.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们可以思想一下，在我们身上什么叫做死荫的幽谷？
You can think about in our own lives, what is the valley of the shadow of death?
你有没有经过死荫的幽谷？
Have you been through the valley of the shadow of death?
所以我们是一同默想。
We meditate together.
就那个谷哈，你会发现谷是一个比较低的地方，对不对
？The valley is a low-lying place.
对，所以那个谷呢，也就是说，当我们经过低点的时候，经过低处的时候，那个就是谷。
When we reach the lowest point, that is the valley.
所以有时候是你在那个环境上，然后到了低点。
As if in a circumstance, you reach the lowest point.
然后有时候是在你那个什么心情上面，然后在你的那个地位上面，或者在你这个你的力量上面，你好像走到一个人生的那个低谷。
Sometimes emotionally, or your status, or your
你的心情上，
yeah,
你的地位上 ，position 上面，
yeah.
然后你的 strength 上面，你走到一个很低谷。
You reach the lowest point.
然后。弟兄姊妹，你们有没有沮丧过呢？
Have you been disheartened？
呀，就是你好像觉得你里面的心情好像到了谷底那种感觉。
That you have reached that lowest point deep in you。
所以，不管是环境上面那个里面的，你会碰到一个很低的地方。
Whether it's any circumstance, you reached that very low point。
所以弟兄姊妹，我以前可能我想你们听过我讲的见证。
Maybe you have heard my testimony.
所以当我找我想弟兄姊妹有类似的经历。
Maybe you have similar experience.
对，当我找工作的时候没有人要，对不对
？For looking for a job, nobody wants me.
然后就发现就算你念了那个博士呢，好像你还是到了一个低点。
Even though you have completed your PhD, you still reached a low point.
对，你好像在那个地位上面，在你的感情上面，你都到了一个低点。
Yeah, whether in your position or emotionally, you reached a very low point.
所以我们会有很多的情况哈，叫我们走过那个低谷。
There are many situations where you go through this valley.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么他要我们走过那个低谷呢
？Why does he want us to go and walk through this valley, this low valley?
这个低谷的学习，如果从正面上来看
，on the positive side,
他叫我们要学习卑微谦卑。
That we learn to be meek, to humble ourselves.
Yeah, 然后不要自高自大。
Not to be boastful.
他叫我们能够到人生的这个低的地方，能够经历那个谦卑。
To reach that low point to experience humility.
所以主耶稣一生的道路呢，就是越走越低。
Lord Jesus, through his whole life, he walked lower and lower.
所以当他那个本来是神的这个地位。
He was in this position as God.
然后他是荣耀，天上的荣耀，他掌管一切的权柄。
It's the glory of the heavens, and he has all authority.
然后他带着他变成人的样子。
But he took upon the flesh, man.
就好像我们人变成蚂蚁的样子。
Just like if we were to become ants.
然后他不仅变成人的样子，对不对
？Not only he took the form of man.
他没有成为一个好像很荣华富贵的人。
He wasn't one that's rich.
所以他一出生的时候就在马槽里面，就预象征了他的那个谦卑的这个道路。
When he came into the manger, symbolizing the humility.
Yeah. 所以他没有生在一个富贵帝王之家。
He didn't born in a rich and a royalty.
所以他生在木匠之家。
He was born in a family of carpenter.
本来做木匠，你可以做个普通人嘛。
If you are a carpenter,
he
can be a very common carpenter.
But when he comes to,
when he came out to preach, a lot of people despise him.
然后误解他，然后就是误解他，然后把他看得很低。
They misunderstood him and despised him.
所以他本来是人。
He was man.
然后但是是人里面的木匠，第一点。
He was carpenter.
然后木匠要出来传道，又变成那种被人误会轻看的那个传道。
And when he came out, he was being misunderstood and he was despised.
然后接下来他又被成为罪犯。
And then he was made a sinner.
然后罪犯呢被钉在十字架上，被定了死罪。
And he was being nailed to the cross, a death sentence.
所以他一路他走的路呢是那个往下走的那个低谷的路。
And he went lower and lower as he came into the valley.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是在走跟随我们的牧者。
We are walking this path, following our shepherd.
我们牧者他经过了低谷。
Our shepherd has gone through the valley.
我们就跟着他经过低谷。
We follow him to go through this valley.
那个，我前阵读一个传记。
I read on this biography.
不过对不起，我还没有念完。
I haven't finished.
有一个弟兄。我忘了查英文，他那个这个书叫 Mountain Rain， 就是那个山雨。
This book is called Mountain Rain。
然后那个弟兄叫做赋能人，我忘了查英文。是 OK。Anyway， 那个弟兄赋能人，对。然后那个赋能人是那个英国的一个年轻人。
He was that from England，
对
，Yeah， from England。
他这个数学科学都非常好。
He excelled in math and science.
二十岁的时候就开那个钢琴演奏会。
20 years old, he had a piano recital.
然后问题是，他也不是问题，是他受了主的那个感动跟呼召。
The Lord called him.
他我没有仔细查，他在二十出头，21、22岁呢，还是23岁就到了中国。
In early 20s, he went to China.
然后主给他一个负担哈， 要到比较里面的地方。
God gave him a burden to go inland.
然后结果他到了云南那个地方。
He went to the south Yunnan.
当他看到有一个族叫做栗树族，栗树。
There's this tribe, 栗树。
对，他看到那个栗树族的时候，他就里面就有一个负担。
When he sees the people of 栗树he has this burden in his heart.
所以他就很愿意说，我要把福音传给这些栗树族的人。
He wants to bring the gospel to them.
我看了那个，我看了他的传记，心中都觉得很心酸。
When I read his biography, you know, I feel this sort, like,
yeah.
Just sad in my heart.
Yeah, 就是说他这个有大好前程的年轻人呢，然后他各方面都非常优秀，但他就到了那个最落后的地方。
He has great potential and such a young man, and he was willing to go to the most backward kind of place.
对，他不是很有文化的地方，对，很落后。OK， 然后所以他就要先从那个栗树他们讲的话先开始学。
He has to learn the language of 栗树。
然后经过了好些时间，可能有上一两年的时间。
Maybe after a couple years。
他就好不容易带领了这个几位栗树族的人，好像愿意信耶稣。
After a few years, you know, he brought some a few of the 栗树 people to Christ.
对，然后但是呢，但是当他稍微离开一阵子
，After he left for some time，
然后那个里面他们很迷信。
They were superstitious in that tribe.
对，他们有那个巫师，然后家里面好多迷信的东西。
A lot of witchcraft.
对，然后当他一离开的时候，他们那些那家人又开始有人开始生病。
When he left that place for a while, you know, that family that he brought to Christ has their sickness in there.
生病之后，他们发现那是仇敌的攻击。
That was an attack from the adversary.
他们觉得好像祷告没有用。
When they prayed, it was useless.
所以他们又回去找巫师，然后做这些各样的迷信的方法。
So they went to find this medium to see if there are other.
而且那样子做了之后，病反而好。
After they gone a superstitious way, the sickness was healed.
所以他好不容易带起来的几家人或几位的那个弟兄姊妹，又在心上面又软弱。
You know, he tried really hard to bring them to Christ, but now you know they have fall back and was weak in that faith.
所以当然他故事很多。
He has many stories.
但是他那个感觉非常的沮丧。
He was very disheartened.
就是他试着他很努力的，就试着他花了很多精力去传福音。
He tried very hard, used all his might to share the gospel.
当这些迷信这个仇敌攻击的时候，好像他的努力呢，好像又化为泡影。
All the superstition and all the and the you know the attack from adversary seems to break up everything.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，他好像经过很多的低谷。
It seems like he went through many, low flying areas.
这个例子可能离大家太远。
Maybe this is very far from you.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的确在好牧人引导底下，我们会经过许多的低谷。
Truly that when we if we were led by the good shepherd, we will pass through many valleys.
他这边形容那个幽谷那个低谷叫做死荫的幽谷。
Here, this text says this valley is the valley of the shadow of death.
知道这个死荫。有死的阴影，死亡的阴影。
There is a shadow of death.
有时候经过这个低谷，经过一个情况，我们觉得好像没有盼望。
When we gone through such situation, sometimes we feel we're hopeless.
好像觉得没有能力。
We are without strength.
好像我们到了这个尽头自己都没有办法。
We have reached the end point, and we are we are helpless.
这个叫做死亡。
This is called death.
所以死亡的阴影好像笼罩在我们的身上。
So the shadow of death is on us.
他为什么要带我们到这个死亡的阴影
？Why does he lead us to the shadow of death？
所以弟兄姊妹，他叫我们要学习十字架的功课。
He wants us to learn the lesson of the cross.
他要把我们的自信，把我们自己的能力带到一个尽头。
He brings down our self-confidence and our own strength.
你会发现，你凭着自己的聪明是不行的。
That you know, with our own intelligence, we are unable to do anything.
然后你要凭着自己的能力也不行。
Our own strength, we can't do anything.
所以他要带我们经过死荫的幽谷。
That's why he leads us through the valley of the shadow of death.
所以我弟兄姊妹啊，我就刚，也许我举的例子有时候会太严重。
Maybe seem like my examples are very serious.
对啊，但是大家可以想一想，你是不是曾经经过死荫的幽谷
？But you can think about it. Have you been through the valley of the shadow of death?
而且，当我愿意走跟随主的路。
When we're willing to walk this path of following the Lord,
主一定带我们经过死荫的幽谷。
He surely leads us through the valley of the shadow of death.
那个我当我们一些弟兄姊妹认识那个我们搬到加州的弟兄姊妹。
Some of you know our brothers and sisters who have moved California.
对，可能以前我们有提过那个我们的姊妹就得了癌症。
I mentioned that our sister had cancer.
经过四年左右，
years.
四年五年左右的时间。
For four or five years.
对，所以他就去见主。
And she went to meet the Lord.
有时候想想不容易，对不对
？That's not easy.
对于我们弟兄来讲
，To our brother.
要照顾他的妻子。
He has to take care of his wife.
然后看着妻子好像受化疗，然后身体变那么瘦。
She went through chemotherapy and she was very weak and frail.
对，好多年的时间她不能躺着睡觉。
For many years she cannot lay down to bed.
因为化疗的副作用是让她的那个胃酸会倒流。
Because she has acid reflux from chemotherapy.
对，然后所以当她那个躺下来的话，那个胃酸会灼伤她的食道，甚至到那个咽喉这里。
It hurts her esophagus even to her throat.
弟兄姊妹，就好像死荫的幽谷。
另外，这是 the valley of the shadow of death。
上次我不是讲到那个 Jeremy Lin。
I mentioned Jeremy Lin。
对 ，Jeremy Lin 他能够灵魂苏醒，然后主带他走，抓住主的道路。
The soul was restored, and he the Lord lead him, and he captured hold on to God's way.
我们弟兄还很年轻，他路还很长。
My brother is still young; he has a long way to go.
我们也不敢说他一定不会跌倒。
We cannot say that he will not fall.
可是他的故事是很给我们做参考非常好。
It's very good as an example.
所以他当他打球好像打得不错的时候。
When he was pretty good in his ball game.
哈佛大学打得不错的时候。
When he was in Harvard.
但是 NBA 没有人要。
Nobody wants him in NBA.
然后好不容易进去了。
And very difficult circumstances, went in there.
对，但进去之后呢，又天天坐冷板凳。
When he was in there, he just sat at a bench.
对，然后冷板凳之后呢，又被解雇了。
After he sat on the bench for a while, he was fired.
那这些都是死荫的幽谷。
That's all the valley of the shadow of death.
所以经过死荫的幽谷。是我们叫我们那个成熟的一个经过的道路。
By going through the valley of the shadow of death, it is the path that will mature.
我要讲快一点。
As it goes faster.
在那个死荫的幽谷里面呢，我们有仇敌的仇敌可能会攻击我们。
In the valley of the shadow of death, the adversary might attack us.
所以你看起来好像会怕遭害，会害怕。
We might be fearful.
那个在那个地方的时候，那个可能那个仇敌。那个攻击更加容易。
And maybe it was easier for the adversary to attack us.
熊啊，狮子啊。
The bear, the lion.
然后在那个地形上面，可能有各样的陷阱，各样难走的路。
Geographically, it's hard to maneuver.
你可能容易受伤。
Maybe you're easily hurt.
所以当你经过的时候，你心中感觉害怕。
When you go through it, you have fear in your heart.
但是哈，你发现这个作诗的大卫写这句话的时候有点特别。
But David, when he wrote this psalm, is very special.
他在前面几节他是这样写。
In the first few verses, he said this.
他说，耶和华是我的牧者。
That the Lord is my shepherd.
他使我躺卧。
He makes me to lie down.
然后那个他领我。
He leads me.
然后他使我的灵魂苏醒。
He restores my soul.
然后他引导我走义路。
He leads me in the path of righteousness.
到了第四节，你会发现。他感觉很倚靠那个好牧人。
You can feel that he really trust in his good shepherd.
这个是好的。
This is good.
但是到第四节，他开头的时候，你会发现 我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
But in verse 4 at the beginning, he said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
就是说，之前他讲的都是那位好牧人，他使我这样。
In the first few verses, he said, the Lord is and the Lord makes me.
但是这个死荫的幽谷，他特别写说，我经过死荫的幽谷。
But here he says that for this valley of shadow of death, is that he walked through it.
我心中的感觉。
The sense in my heart.
他走死荫的幽谷的时候呢，他觉得他很孤单。
When he was walking through this valley of the shadow of death, he felt really lonely.
之前都是那个好牧人这样子使他带他这样子。
You know, in the beginning, the Lord seemed to be leading him and you know just protecting him.
然后，但是当他经过死荫的幽谷，他觉得说，我这个自己呢，开始经过死荫的幽谷。
That you know, when he was walking through this valley, he felt that you know, he was he himself alone walking through this valley of the shadow of death.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们经过死荫的幽谷的时候，你会觉得很孤单。
When you're walking through this valley of the shadow of death, you feel lonely.
你好像你觉得你自己好像是一个人在那里。
You feel like you're by yourself walking through.
但是呢，他的后面写法就不太一样。
But it's very different when he said later on.
他本来是写他，对不对
？He said he.
第四节他说你与我同在
and verse 4 he said thou art with me
他前面的三句话感觉好像说他在跟你讲话
the first three verses as if he was talking to you
然后他跟你讲话的时候他说那边有一个他是我的好牧人
he's telling you know there over there there's my good shepherd
然后他做了好多事情
he did this and that
好像大卫在跟你讲话
as if he was you know David was talking to you
可第四节他说我经过了死荫的幽谷。
And verse 4 says, I walked through the valley of the shadow of death.
然后你与我同在。
But he looked over and said, Thou art with me.
他好像开始变成祷告。
He turned to prayer.
他就开始自己在跟主讲说是你。
He talked to the Lord and said, You, Thou art with me.
所以弟兄姊妹，死荫的幽谷让我们脸面转向我们的主。
The valley of the shadow of death enables our face to face toward our Lord.
你好像当这个大卫在前面三句话的时候，他还是跟主很亲近。
The first three verses, and David was very close to the Lord.
但是当他在死荫的幽谷的时候呢，你发现他好像更进一步的直接的与主面对面。
But in verse 4, when he was in the valley of the shadow of death, it's as if he took a step forward and even closer with the Lord.
本来好像他觉得孤单。
He felt lonely.
但他突然发现，原来整件过程里面，主是跟他同在。
But suddenly he realized that, you know, through the whole process, God was with him.
在他这个同在，所以弟兄姊妹，我们经过死荫的幽谷，不要害怕。
When we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, do not fear.
你会发现主的同在是特别的宝贵，特别的丰富。
You'll find precious and fullness in God's presence.
因为你的心开始。完全的向着他
Because your heart is totally towards him.
而且他特别要赐下额外的恩典保守我们经过死荫的幽谷
He'll give you grace to go through.
所以弟兄姊妹很多时候那个诗篇你去看的时候
Many times when you read the poem
本来他是说他就是我们，他是讲到主，是讲到他。然后讲到一半的时候，他就开始变成你了。
Halfway, you know, along the way, he changed to you.
他就开始有一个很亲近的祷告。
It's a very closeness in his prayer.
所以在这死荫的幽谷，把他带到主的那个丰富的那个甜蜜的同在里面。
The valley of the shadow of death bring him into God's fullness and into the sweetness of his presence.
在这个过程当中
In this process
对不起我要念 两段圣经
Let me read two verses
我们先念那个以赛亚书
Isaiah
51章16节
51 verse 11
以赛亚书51章16节
Isaiah 51 16
对，我只念前面一半。
Just the first half.
你在雅书五十一章十六节，我将我的话传给你，用我的手影遮蔽你。
Isaiah 51:16, and I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand.
大家记得一下，我用我的手影遮蔽你。
I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand.
对。 大家记得哈。然后我们再读另外一处，希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews 12。
希伯来书十二章第五节。
Verse 5。
希伯来书十二章第五节。
Hebrews 12:5。
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children, my son. Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives.
所以，弟兄姊妹，当我们经过那个死荫的幽谷的时候
，When we walk through the valley of the shadow of death，
我们好像有那个死亡的阴影照在我们的身上。
As if the shadow of death was upon us，
我们觉得好像死了，好像快完蛋了。
That we are dead, we are hopeless。
但是我会想到那句话，主的手影遮蔽我。
Remember that the shadow of the hand is his hand is on me。
虽然好像有那个死亡的阴影
，Even though there is a shadow of death，
但其实你会发现，其实主的手呢，已经成为我们的保护。
We realize that the hand of our Lord is already our covering。
这句话是我以前从我们已经过去的年长姊妹们听来的。
I heard from this part from an elderly sister。
他们好久好多年以前来这边拜访的时候
，When they come visit us many years。
他就跟我们讲这句话，他的手影遮蔽我。
The shadow of his hand covered me。
就是说，在各样的情况底下，你会发现，其实我们好那时候好像看不见主的手。
At that time, sometimes here we don't see the hand of the Lord。
但是其实呢，他的手影遮蔽我。
But truly, he was, you know, his shadow, the shadow of his hand was covering him。
也就是说，他的手已经保护我们，遮蔽我们了。
He already covered us, and he already protected us。
虽然我们好像没有那么接触得到。
Even though, you know, it seems that we didn't directly have in touch with him。
对，因为我们觉得好像在死荫的幽谷，好像没人关心我。
We feel we're in the shadow of the, you know, the valley of the shadow of death, and nobody is caring.For me,
好像有点感觉主不在我的身边。
Yeah, the Lord wasn't with me.
这是我们的感觉。
This is how we feel.
但其实，他的手好，我们感觉好像感觉不到他的手触碰我们。
But in fact, you know, he is there, even though we didn't feel his hand.
但他的手影遮蔽我。
But the shadow of his hand covers us.
我们看到他的手影的时候，我们就知道我们是平安的。
When we see the shadow of his hand, we know that we can have peace.
因为他的手没有离开我。
His hand never leaves us.
他的手影在我们身上遮蔽我。
The shadow of his hand covers us.
所以在这个死荫的幽谷当中，主有他的杖跟杆。
In the valley of the shadow of death, you know, he has his rod and his staff.
那个牧羊人手上有两个器具。
There are two instruments in the hands of the shepherd.
一个叫做杖，一个叫做杆。
One is the rod, one is the staff.
那个杖好像是直直的。
The rod is very straight.
然后杆比较长。
Staff is longer.
那个杆前面弯弯的。
There is a little curve in the staff.
所以他们。它有它的功用。
The staff is usefulness。
那个杖哈，就是一个功用，就是它可以赶那个外面的野兽。
The rod is to chase away the beast。
对，另外一个功用就是当那个杖，当羊听见那个杖在那边甩的声音的时候，他们就有点怕。
When the sheep hears the rod shaking, they will have the fear。
然后当他们乱跑的时候，那个杖稍微这样发出一些声音。
When they're you know going their own way, the rod will have make its own sound.
然后那个羊就有点怕，就要把那个回到他该走的那个路。
And the sheep will go back to where they are supposed to go.
然后那个杆呢，长长的，然后上面有个弯曲。
The staff is very long and it has a little curve in the front.
所以那个当羊真的比如说羊要过那个小溪。
When the sheep is going to go through a little creek,
然后他有点害怕，不敢过。
Afraid.
然后那个牧人可以用那个杆呢，稍微把他扶持一下，把他扶过去。
The shepherd can use the staff to kind of help the sheep cross the stream.
或是往一些比较走远的地方，他可以用那个比较长的杆把他扶回来。
If the sheep go a little farther, the shepherd can use the staff to get it back.
其实这个杖跟杆好是讲到我们那个主的那个巧妙的手段在那里带领我们。
This rod and staff speaks of the amazing way that our Lord leads us.
在我的感觉里面，那个杖有时候像管教。
To me, it feels like the rod is like sometimes like discipline.
有时候我们犯错了，然后走出离开主太远。
You know, when we did wrong and we walk, go astray from the Lord.
他要管我们一下。
He wants to discipline us.
感觉有点像被鞭打。
As if, you know, we were struck.
但是呢，你会发现那个杖的那个根本的那个目的呢，是要保护我们。
But the purpose of it is to protect us.
它不让我们好像往那个危险的地方走。
It doesn't want us to go into dangerous path.
它不让我们好像跑到那个野兽的那个附近。
To run near the beast.
所以那个杖的目的呢是。主要是保护。
The purpose of the rod is to protect us.
所以有时候弟兄姊妹，我们经过低谷的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we sometimes walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
我们不要觉得主在惩罚我们。
Do not think that you know, don't feel that the Lord is punishing us.
他这个管教是为了保护我们。
This discipline is to protect us.
然后那个杆呢，主就在那边细心的扶持我们，托住我们。
And the staff, you know, he kind of hold us.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我不知道你们有没有经历过主怎么用恩典托住你呢
？Have you experienced how the Lord uses grace to sustain you？
我以前也做过见证。
I made this testimony before.
就是说那个，因为我那个 Stephen 比较小的时候呢，那个因为身体过敏。
When Stephen was young, he had allergies.
然后所以我每天。都没办法睡觉。
I can't really fall asleep.
对，就没办法好好睡觉。
You know, I've no good sleep.
对，我必须很警觉的赶快阻止他那个抓他的身体。
I have to be very alert that he will not scratch his body in his face.
因为他可以抓着他那个身上那个皮破血流。
He often, scratch too deeply.
所以晚上基本上。很难睡觉。
Sometimes I can't really sleep well.
对，然后呢，第二天要上班。
To go to work the next day.
然后上班回家要再看小孩。
After I come back from work, I have to pick up the kids.
然后晚上之后就不太能睡觉。
And at night I can't really sleep.
所以有好多个月的时间。
And many months.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，我也不知道怎么过来的。
I don't know how I walked through this.
对，主的恩典就这样扶持我。
Grace of the Lord sustain us.
所以每次那个主日来聚会也很困难。
Every time when we come together, brothers and sisters, it's really difficult too.
非常的身体好像很疲累。
I'm very tired physically.
但是感谢主，都还是能来。
And you know, we're still able to come, so thank the Lord.
然后主的恩典好像就这样子拖过去。
And then grace sustain us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有没有能够经历主的恩典，那个杆啊，好像拖住我们经过这个时间的幽谷。
Have we ever experienced His staff, you know, sustain us through the valley of the shadow of death?
所以有时候我真的觉得很积极。
I'm often amazed.
然后主，我们要从主的角度来想这件事情。
And think it from the Lord's side.
主他是用非常巧妙的手段在带领他的羊。
He used, you know, amazing ways to lead His sheep.
他要把你安排在一个低谷里面，又不能太低。
He has to design the situation in this valley, this low-lying valley, but it cannot be too low.
对，然后你经过的地方，他都要度量过。
The path, you know, all the ways that you go through, and he has to measure every one of them.
所以他是不是在那边安排环境
？He prepared all the situation.
然后这个情况、那个情况，他要好好帮我们。那个良好这个情况呢，让我们过去。
He measured this and he measured that, and that we can go through.
然后过去 的过程当中又让我们得到最好的益处。
And through going through this process, and during this process, we still gain, the best.
让我们依靠他，让我们长大。
That we trust him and that we will grow.
所以他就在那边很细心的这个这样子好好的去安排。
Yeah, he takes care of it so diligently.
他花了好多的心血在那边啊、帮助我。
Really puts a lot of effort into helping us.
所以我这次想的时候就想说，这个主实在是花了很多的心思在我们的身上。
Yeah, he really spends a lot of his heart in us.
所以有时候我感觉我们的回应实在差很多。
Response is far from that.
对，就是说。所以大家只能去想象一下。
We can only imagine.
就假想说，比如说你的爸爸或者妈妈。
And imagine your father or your mother.
然后他安排了好，他花了好多的想法，好多的心血，好多的金钱，那个时间在我们的身上。
He plans, they plan, and they make effort, and the money and time on us.
当然我们肉身的父母亲那个当然不是我们像我们的主那么巧妙。
Our parents here is not as amazing as our Lord.
但是如果这个孩子在这种情况底下好像没什么感觉。
But even under such circumstances, if the child has no feelings about how his parents.
或者我们对于主只是每个礼拜来聚会一次两次，你就觉得尽到责任。
And then when you come together once or twice a week, and you felt you have put in your share.
就是说你来一下聚会，然后你任务达成了，这个礼拜任务达成。
And you have done your job, you came.
有时候我们对主的反应好像是这个样子。
Sometimes our response to the Lord is like that.
你跟我们主费的心血在我们身上那个来比哈，好像真的是。差好多。
When you compare the efforts that our Lord made, it's very, the vast difference.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，我们能不能体贴、体会这个好牧人在我们身上的安排跟他的心意呢？
Can we sense the good shepherd's heart?
我们愿不愿意把我们交在他的手中？
Are we willing to, hand ourselves to him?
虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕。
Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will have no fear.
然后我们借着我们服在他管教的底下。
That we submit, under his discipline.
然后我们经过他的肝，让他的恩典扶持我们。
That we'll experience his death, his grace sustaining us.
所以兄弟，我们需要，怎么讲呢？我们主花了好多心血在我们身上。
Almost a lot of effort on us.
所以有时候我们连一点点的时间都很吝啬。
We are very stingy on our time.
对，所以所以但愿我们真的是能够体贴我们好牧人的心肠。
That we'll feel our Lord's heart.
我第五节就跳过去了。
I'll keep verse 5.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们经过死荫的幽谷，你才发现，你来到一个丰富的草地上。
Through the valley of the shadow of death, then you come to realize that you come to this green pasture.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要这样经历。
We have to have this experience.
我们不要怕死荫的幽谷。
Do not be afraid of this valley of the shadow of death.
因为那只是经过。
That is just going through.
不是住在那。
You don't live there. You don't stay there.
我们经过之后，你会发现在那里，我们生命就开始丰富，开始成熟。
When we grow through it, you realize that your life becomes more abundant and more mature.
我们甚至在仇敌的面前摆设宴席，宣告我们胜过这些了。
You can even have a table before the enemies and say, I have overcome.
我们胜过死荫的幽谷。
I have overcome the shadow on the valley of the shadow of death.
是靠着主的力量跟恩典。
That is by His grace and His strength.
所以当这个羊哈真实的经历主的各样的事情的时候
，When the sheep truly experiences the shepherd.
他就发现第六节。
And he realizes verse 6.
只要你紧紧的跟随这个好牧人。
He follows so tightly behind this good shepherd.
你不用太多想要什么福分啊，恩惠慈爱，你先不要想太多。
You don't have to think of all those riches and all the goodness.
你只要跟着他。
As long as you follow him,
你的那个福气跟那个主的恩惠慈爱就跟着跟在你的身上。
All the goodness of the Lord and the mercy of the Lord will follow.
他就随着你跟着你。
Will follow you.
你一生一世，你那个恩惠慈爱就一直在你的身上，不会离开。
All the days of your life, this goodness and this mercy will never leave you.
所以当我们好像经过这些的经历之后呢
After these experiences,
然后我们就从心的深处说
and from the depth of our heart we can say,
啊，我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远
I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever
因为这位好牧人实在是啊，实在是美善
And this good shepherd is indeed good
啊，我实在不愿意离开他
I do not want to leave him
我希望能够一直住在主的面前
I desire to forever, you know, live before His presence.
享受他的同在
To enjoy His presence.
那，我记得好些，我记得我读过那个伯弟兄在别的地方讲到的记录。
I remember reading some messages that Brother Bo has given.
他说啊，他那个年轻的时候服侍主，跟着一些年长弟兄。
When he was young, serving the Lord, and you know, there are some elderly brothers with him.
然后那个年长弟兄就跟他说，我们要在这边安静等候主。
And the brother said, you know, to wait here patiently before the Lord.
就像我们今天，比如说我们在这边坐在一起，对不对
？But today, you know, we're sitting here together.
然后有个年长说，你坐下来。
Elder brother said, you know, sit down.
然后我们现在闭起眼睛，安静等候主。
Close our eyes and you know, wait before the Lord.
然后我们伯弟兄就在那边闭眼睛安静等候主。
Very sunshine was waiting there, closing his eyes.
然后过了几分钟之后，就看看大家在干什么。
And after a few minutes, he kind of opened his eyes and look at you know what others are doing.
他说我坐在那边不晓得要干什么。
I don't know what to do when sitting there.
可是他看见年长弟兄就在那边好像安静等候主。
He see those brothers waiting there before the Lord.
他那时候不明白。
He didn't understand that. That's
然后后来明白了。
He did later.
弟兄姊妹啊，我的这个意思是说。
My point is.
如果你坐在那边，然后你闭起眼睛，安静在那。
If you sit there and you close your eyes and you wait there quietly.
然后什么事都不做。
And do nothing.
那你有没有可能在你里面是在跟主交通
？Is it possible that within you you are fellowship in the Lord？
然后我讲的还不是说你在心里面赶快求好多事情。
I don't mean that you know in your heart you are asking for different things。
对啊，工作啊，考试啊。
Your work, your exams。
我不讲不是这个。
No, not me。
我讲的乃是你。就在那边安静了，然后就跟主在那边亲近。
You know, I mean, you know, you just sit there quietly and you know, draw close to the Lord.
对，我们需要有这样的学习。
We have to have this exercise.
对，如果我们不懂得什么叫亲近主。
If we do not know what it is to draw close to the Lord,
然后就会发现你做了三分钟，你就觉得很无聊。
After 3 minutes, you feel you have nothing to do.
你不晓得干什么。
You don't know what you're doing.
但是如果我们真的在里面深处是亲近主
，If deep in our hearts we are drawing close to the Lord,
你可以坐在那边，好，但我可能还没那么好。你可以坐在那边好多分钟。
You can sit there for many minutes.
甚至也有弟兄姊妹，他们真的好几个小时在那边。就跟主亲近。
Maybe for some hours, you know, some brothers and sisters can just sit there and draw close to the Lord.
我希望这个事情不要变只是一个抽象的事情。
I don't want this to be something that's abstract.
因为主虽然是眼睛看不见。
So we cannot see the Lord with our eyes.
但是他是又真又活的。
But he is indeed true and living.
他乐意跟我们交通。
How he wants to fellowship with us.
所以当你在那边安静等候主的时候呢
？When you quiet yourself before the Lord.
我们学习思想主的恩典。
We learn to think about his grace.
思想他为我们所做的一切事情。
All that he has done for us.
然后思想我们过去怎么样得着他的供应。
How we have gained his supply.
啊，思想他是怎么样巧妙的引导我们走过死荫的幽谷。
How amazingly he has led us through the valley of the shadow of death.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要这样子住在主的里面。
We have to thus abide in the Lord.
你发现主的同在实在是美好。
His presence is good.
然后他的手段真的非常巧妙。
His work is amazing.
对，我想， 先给弟兄姊妹一个印象。
I hope I have an impression on you.
主的确是我们的好牧者。
And he is indeed our good shepherd.
然后我们要很真实的在那里经历他。
We have to really, you know, experience him.
我们跟随他。
To follow him.
他成为我们心中的满足。
He becomes the fulfillment in our hearts.
在各样好像你觉得缺乏之后，他给我们应时的供应。
When you feel any lack, he's there promptly to supply us.
当我们好像偏行己路的时候
，When we walk our own way,
他让我们突然苏醒过来。
He restores us.
然后当我们行路的时候
，When we walk,
我们经过低谷
，We go through the low valley.
但是他，我们经过他带我们到更高之处。
And we experience that he brings us to higher ground.
所以我心中的盼望跟负担，就愿意说，这个好牧人不再只是我们。背四天二十三天背出来那个好牧人。
The burden and hope in my heart is that, you know, this good shepherd is not one that, you know, we just memorize on in this song here.
乃是我们在生命当中，我们真实的经历他是我们的好牧人。
And in our lives, we truly experience that he is our good shepherd.
好，我想我们一起有个结束祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在这里同感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，你的确用那个无比的耐心、无比的爱心在那里引导我们。
And with your patience and your love, you lead us.
但愿我们能够把自己交在好牧人的手中
that will give ourselves to you,
一生跟随你
that we follow you our whole life.
我们知道跟随你的路是义路
we know that the following you is the path of righteousness.
我们知道跟随你的路是那个得胜的路
that this path is an overcoming path.
你带我们虽然经过死荫的幽谷
though you lead us through the valley of the shadow of death,
但是你的同在胜过这些
but your presence overcome all these.
啊、谢谢你
Lord,
因为我们把你当作我们心中的珍宝
that you are truly our treasure in our heart.
因为我们把我们再次的、交在你的手中
that we give ourselves to you.
我们谢谢你
we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的
你 pray your question
好我们继续祷告